This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, bitch. Get up and rip this motherfucker's butt open. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham radio.
Make that clean big and hard.
Woo!
Well, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape. I scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now,
now that you woken up the demon in me. Wait for it. Thank you. Calm down. Put your fucking underwear in, Joe.
I just lost my balls.
I know. It happens from time to time. It is the Ham Radio
Show.
Sure you
didn't sit on them?
It's possible with him. They do hang low.
Oh, they do hang low.
Hey, Joe.
Asshole.
Do your balls hang low? Do they wobble to the throw? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow?
Can you
throw them over your shoulder like a Continental Soldier? Do your balls hang low?
That's a great song. I love it.
Thank you.
I got one for you. Oh, she burped, then she fought, and she shit on the floor. And the wind from her ass blew the knob off the door.
Come on!
The clear blue sky to the nipple on the bed. She wrote her name with a lump of shit.
That's a good song.
And that's why you're listening to the Ham Radio Show.
There you go. 718-577-1389. Phone lines are now open. The Ham Radio Show is active and ready and needing an STD test because Bisexual Marcus is in the building today.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, for
Where's
the first
my
time.
Wallet?
The Ham Radio Show. See, I was going to make a black joke. You got to tell me when it's...
Oh,
I was going to say the Ham Radio Show, now available in color. All a part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. We are also live on Facebook. That's what we do. Where's the Facebook hat?
I don't know.
There you go. Facebook Live in the Facebook suite is ready to go for everybody right there. Say hi to the people. Trish is in there. Giggles is in there. Tons of people in the Facebook Live suite.
Hi, white people.
Wait, how come I hear my voice? Who's listening to the show?
Somebody.
It's my telephone.
It's Joe. I didn't even have to ask who it was.
Oh, shut up.
Bisexual Marcus, professional. Even Jabba Boy, professional.
That's right.
We got Billy, too old to figure out how to do it on his phone.
We got a full
It had to be the guy.
He's thinking on camera.
That's not on camera. It had to be the one and only Joe.
That's me. That's me.
The dirt. Well, he doesn't have the puppet in his hand.
Yeah,
so
I know. He has
Joe,
Danny's on the other side.
You don't want to use the Danny puppet?
I can't. Nobody sees him from here.
Can we pretend like the Danny puppet's here for 1 second?
Okay.
Okay.
I hate that song. I want Marvin Gaye.
Hey, you want half of that?
Oh, man. I'd do anything for some chemical that's right about now.
Sounds
like Mr. Ed.
Yeah.
Puppet Danny has a significantly smaller penis.
Puppet Danny is very, he definitely, the Danny puppet, Puppet Danny, a.k.a. Soft Cock, because his penis on that is very small. We should actually add a foam penis to it. It would be nice. If we could actually make it aesthetically, you know, like a real life, realistic, anatomically correct, I believe is the terminology.
Have like spandex so the fucking dick print can show up.
Exactly. Of course, Bisexual Marcus knows everything about the dick print.
Well, that's right.
Of course he does. Why would he not? By the way, Bisexual Marcus here tonight on the program because he has to get punished.
He's a very brave
Yes, I'm here to get punished, boys.
Yes, hi, boys. Hi, boys, I'm here to get punished. Yes. Yeah, he's going to get punished because he lost a bet with
That's right.
Yes, I did.
It's totally true and accurate. If Billy wants to look it up or anybody else wants to look it up, I mean, Jabba Boy, you can look it up on your phone probably faster than anyone else in this room. If you want to look it up and tell me what the nationality of the pipe bomb guy was. Because according to Marcus, the bet was that he was a white male.
Ted Kaczynski?
Like now, he only got one part right. Not Ted Kaczynski. Not the Unabomber.
Oh, not him.
He was male?
No.
Is that what he got right?
No. He got the part right that the guy was wearing a Trump hat.
Yeah, it was
That part he got right. However, you were blaming white people.
Of course.
And that's why the bet was that I bet you he's not white because we had, at that point in time, did not know anything.
I mean, what do you expect
about the guy?
Look, white people running up in malls and shooting up. Why would it not be a white person?
When did we run up into a mall? Excuse us, that was a club.
Malls and fucking clubs.
We
and
do
movie
clubs.
Theaters.
We do movie theaters. I don't
niggas
remember
don't
shooting.
Be, niggas don't done. Be doing this shit. Niggas don't be doing that kind of shit.
No, they wait when till the shooting starts and then they rob the Air Jordans.
I don't think they can figure out. Sir,
we got you there, buddy.
When we fucking kill somebody, it's because they fucking deserved it, sir.
Well, explain that.
Or they didn't have change of a 20.
That motherfucker did something to me. That nigga has to die.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the United Negro College Fund.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, Williams.
Your money gone well.
Yes. A mind is a terrible thing to give to Marcus.
Oh, by the way, Marcus, get on camera so they know when you say nigga, you're black.
Yeah. Nigga, I am a white person. Oh, I'm not white. I'm black. Sorry.
You're miserable.
You miserable trying to be a... There you go. When we say it, it sounds like that, yo.
Ooh,
like, man. I can't say, I say nigger. And it comes out like that.
I know.
But it's Marcus your word.
We invented it. I will always say that white people invented
it. It's your fucking word.
Igger. We invented it, but we can't say Igger on the broadcast because when we say Igger, we get yelled at.
Oh, my God.
Okay? I mean, I have an Igger coming on the show today with a big old eager-sized penis.
A very nice one.
I done a bad thing.
Damn right. Rob Piper, porn star, because I figured if you're going to get punished, we might as well reward you after the punishment. Well, so I got a black guy with a giant cock.
Yes.
To come on this show.
Oh, God, yes.
All right, so Rob Piper, porn star, male porn star, is going to be on the show. He's doing stuff with Lisa Ann, so much so, and Lisa Ann does love him, that Lisa Ann, who is, you know, friends with me, I'm actually friends with Lisa Ann, I get to say that out loud. That's the cool part. But she retweeted our tweet when we were promoting the fact that Rob Piper was coming on the show. So bisexual Marcus's name and Rob Piper's name in one thing, plus also retweeted by Lisa Ann. Yeah. So, I mean, this Iger is one hell of a guy. I'll tell you that right now.
She was fucking hot at Exotica too, dude.
Giggles wants to know, Billy, by the way, are you sick?
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, why not?
Mentally?
Hi, Giggles.
Yeah, is it mentally?
She did ask earlier in the chat room why you were wearing a hat.
It's cold out.
It is like it's a fucking sauna in here.
Well, I'm wearing shorts.
I'm fine with that.
Are you losing your hair, Billy?
No.
No, he's had that same hair for the rest of his whole life. Okay, show that mane.
Oh, that's amazing.
The silver fox.
You have a blue scalp.
That's fucking, I envy that.
Why would you want that hair on that body?
I want long fucking white hair. Like,
Billy?
I really do.
Locks of love.
Like, I love
I don't
long
love
hair.
Shave your head and give it
and
to
donate.
The...
Yeah.
Yeah, give it to the nigger over there.
Motherfucking cancer patient.
Excuse me. I keep saying Iger, and it keeps making me cough.
Dude, just fucking say it.
I'm not allowed to say Iger.
What?
Plus, also Ricky Love, who's also a Iger, is coming on the show later.
Oh, please.
And I can only say, I can't say Iger too much.
You was yelling it during the fucking, when I got here.
Yeah, but that was off air.
Yes, yeah,
Iger is something I could say off air, fine. I don't even have the bleep when I say it in real life.
Oh, gosh.
I only say it when I'm driving or watching porn.
Fucking PC.
And I say, that look. Rob Piper's got a big old Iger.
Wow. This is really good pot.
It's really good pot.
Fucking ridiculous.
What was I going to say? Java, did you look up what the actual thing for the bomber was?
I did not.
Well, you suck.
I'll get it.
Because I want to. Oh, fine. You know what? You look
it
up.
Lithuanian.
Because I want it.
Caesar Sayoc Jr.
is from Iceland.
Yeah, Caesar Sayoc Jr. Definitely not a white guy. Yeah, I'll make you feel comfortable.
From the Chronicles of CNN. Within 10 minutes of the guy being arrested, they're pulling up video of him. Oh, look what we have.
This fucking guy looks white.
He's not white.
Look at him.
He's not white.
This motherfucker is white.
No, he's not white.
Why?
Why?
Just because he's not, doesn't have a 24-hour tan like you does not make him.
In that photo, yeah, he looks very
white.
Very, very white.
Caesar Sayoc is not white.
He's fucked this guy.
He's not white. You've lost the bet.
Yeah.
He's from Iceland.
I think we could case Eddie.
Wait, let's get the cops on this.
This guy's fucking not Hispanic.
I called the cops. CIA, what was it? NCIS? Who the fuck are these assholes?
CSI,
whoever. Fucking ABC, BVD, whoever. The East Coast family has looked it up. They did you know, DNA, and he's not white. This motherfucker claimed to be Native American. And then when he said he was Seminole Indian, the Seminole Indians of Florida said, fuck you!
But that doesn't mean anything. That's what fucking black people do, too. They always claim that they're like one-fourth Cherokee Indian. I'm like, fuck you! No, you're not.
Every black person I know has Cherokee Indian hair.
That's what
they say.
I call bullshit every time they say that.
Why?
Because they always want to throw some other shit in there, but they can never accept that they are fucking dark as shit black.
But yet, no matter what else you add to it, you still have to check off the black box on all those things.
The black box! I see what Billy did there.
No, because
the black box.
I like that.
Billy, did you secretly made an Iger joke, didn't you?
No. No, but like any forms you fill out, if no matter what, you can have like one quarter. If you're mixed, mulatto, all of that,
you still have to
check in.
You can't fill out that you're Cherokee Indian on the job app.
I write Eskimo.
They'll have other.
I write Eskimo.
Other.
Oh, please.
I look down the list. I say other. And then I say Eskimo as well.
Whatever.
Because how the fuck are they going to prove it? And then also, if you write Eskimo, it's okay if you rub noses with the hot chick in the office. Because you just go, Eskimo kisses. Eskimo kisses. Whatever. Lovely.
Whatever. I'm
do we have a have a DNA analysis on Cesar Sayoc?
Well, it does say that he was the son of a Filipino immigrant and his
Second generation, yeah. You know, that doesn't mean
he's Filipino then.
Oh, I don't think so.
But he would still check off Southern Pacific Islander.
Filipino, and he's a Trump
He
supporter?
Would check off Iger.
See, now, I just want to show him. There you go. Take a look at him on that picture.
Okay, let me see.
He does not look
He has painted on hair, first
those,
of
all. Some fucking person probably recolored that.
No.
They
a photo
to.
On the internet?
Look at my,
retouch?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Never happens.
Never happens. Never happens.
The picture I have, that guy looks like fucking Cracker White.
All right, so wait. We have Filipino and what else? Do we have anything else on or just Filipino?
Filipino so far. That's, I'm still looking.
Please do.
It's a long list.
Yeah, his father was born in the Philippines and he moved to the United States.
You failed.
Now look at that picture and then look at this one.
He's not fucking white in that picture. White. He has, first off, he's beige.
Okay.
So?
All right. That doesn't make him white.
So? I know white people that are beige.
Yeah, they're called Arabs. They're not fucking white then. Your bet was that he was white. Whatever. All right. You want to talk white? White would be fucking, cause, like, I had to bring this up anyway or Joe's going to cry.
Wow.
The Deadpool 2018, Billy got a point because Stan Lee died.
Billy
now,
Lee.
Stan Lee is fucking white.
Yeah.
Stan Lee was the literally, if you look up definition, Stan Lee.
I thought he was Chinese.
No, he's Jewish.
Oh, he was Jewish.
Mr. Lee.
With a last name Lee.
Wong Lee.
That was only part of
his
last name.
His name is not Wong Lee, first off. And Stan Lee was not his name. His name was like Stan Lee, like Leibowitz, or whatever the fuck his real first, you know.
Are you sure?
He shortened it to Stan Lee.
That was so stereotypically
racist. Well, there was also a European paper that had, instead of Stan Lee dies... They put Spike Lee, and they put Spike Lee's picture up. So
everybody's
they're almost
waiting.
As dumb as Joe.
Everybody's right? Fucking waiting on
Spike Lee.
All right, so that brings us to the board. The board as follows. Billy has a point. Danny has a point. And Uncle Eddie, of course, has a point. Joe having no points.
I get Sean Connery.
No, you don't have. Sean Connery's still alive. Sorry.
No, but
Joe, let's go. Let's just go to the judges. We'll go to we will go to the judges right now. Does Joe have a point? What do you think?
Yes.
I got fucked by a horse. Okay.
Okay, so the judge says you got fucked by a horse, which means you got fucked by a horse. It really doesn't do a point system, but you're still not getting any points. According to my list here, Joe, you have Sean Connery, Doris Day, Bill Cosby, Keith Richards. No, he's not. He's just blind. Oh. Keith Richards and Betty White.
Betty White is
now, Betty White, everyone knows, is immortal. Yes. So you are probably not going to win Deadpool Bingo. Now, by the way, the rules of Deadpool Bingo, five...
Golden rings?
Yes. Five golden rings. You pretty much, all you have to do is get five. It doesn't matter if you get them diagonal, up and down, left or right, doesn't matter. You have to get five. I was the closest in 2017, but we have now moved forward into 2018...
We have.
It is a three-way dance right now. There is a dinner on the line. Loser, the losers have to take out the winner.
Where are we going for
to dinner?
Dinner?
I don't know. We haven't picked a place.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Wendy's.
You mean I lose all the way around?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going
pretty
to,
much.
We're going to Joe's house.
Sugar factory.
Yeah.
Sugar factory.
Going to Joe's house.
I can cook you a dinner, man.
No,
White Castle.
Ooh. Dude, I love White Castle. Ooh,
belly bombers.
There you go.
It's the only fucking white thing that Marcus likes.
I love
all of you.
By the way, and speaking of White Castle, I put my finger in my asshole.
I could do that.
I really had no segue. Fuck it. The white guy, I really just wanted to play the fart noise, and I did, and then I really had nothing to go.
Feels good.
Stan Lee, rest in peace, 95 years of age.
Yeah.
Creator of everything Marvel. I don't give a shit what the list says.
Would you sign a contract for 95 years? Like, you know, somebody told you you're going to
if I could appear in movies like he did and get all
the money was good enough.
Yeah.
usually.
No, I would sign.
The other way, they give you, like, you'll die at 45, but you'll be a star, you know?
Holy.
Like Elvis.
We have breaking news, by the way. We got to dump out of the.
What
hold
has
on.
Broken?
Stormy Daniels' lawyer. Yeah. Michael Avenatti there, oh, the guy that was representing, was arrested.
He's a winner. That
so hold on. Going to the news
as
we speak. Give me 1 second. Domestic violence.
Oh.
Oh, so he's beating bitches.
He beat up Stanley?
Which is what he had to do here.
I thought this guy was going to fucking make a run for president.
Yeah, supposedly. What was his plan? Breaking out of Los Angeles.
He'll get elected then.
Yeah.
He's committing crime. He's in.
He's in.
Michael Avenatti, the outspoken attorney who represents porn star Stormy Daniels in her legal battles against President Donald J. Trump, was arrested on suspicion of domestic violence in Los Angeles. Police said the alleged incident occurred Tuesday night.
While she was trying to put out the fire.
Yep.
He decided, no, bitch, let the house burn.
Damn right, we get insurance.
Was that in California?
Yes, sir. And the report was taken, police said Avenatti was arrested Wednesday by officers at his West Los Angeles station. More information to follow once they have everything. They don't have anything right now, so you know what?
I got fucked by a horse.
That's pretty much where we're at. Again?
Better
and that's the best part of that drop, by the way, is when he goes, wait.
I got fucked by a horse.
Again. So, there you go. Speaking about getting fucked by a horse, there's no segue. I just wanted to do that. We're going to play Five Envelopes of Death with Marcus.
Okay, now what degree of this?
Now, this is how Five Envelopes of Death work.
You're not going home tonight.
You're going home in a box.
No, Five Envelopes of Death is very simple and basic. There are five envelopes.
And they all kill you.
All right, each one of them has a thing. We don't know what it is.
Anthrax?
All right. No. There's different things. Let's just say, for an example, Billy chopping you across the chest wrestling style is one of the selections. I have no clue what they are because I was drunk when I put these together. There's also a wild card. Ooh. If you do get the wild card, what the wild card does is you have to open another envelope, and thus you're doubly in trouble because that would be two times. So let's just say if you land on...
is there a
Uncle card? Eddie hits you with a kendo stick three times in the back, and that's what you land on after you've opened the wild card. If it was three times, then it gets doubled, so therefore it is becomes Joe. What's 3 plus 3?
A 6.
Joe's right. So then it becomes 6 hits with a kendo stick.
I'm a math wizard.
I got to look at the math now.
So basically, right.
You understand?
Five, so basically, basically these options involve some sort of pain on me.
Pretty much.
Nice.
Does he get a freebie? Is there one envelope that says go home free?
Nope.
Like don't pass go.
Don't pass go. Don't collect $200.
Nothing like that.
All right. So
total loser.
Are you ready to play Five Envelopes of Death?
Nope.
Let's do this.
All right.
Should we let him pick and then after we come back from the break announce what it is?
I will. That's exactly what it is. Oh, right, you know what? I'm not gonna let you touch it. Bill, no, Bill's trying to be a producer for once. Let's just say I got 1 through 5.
Okay.
What, you're being a producer?
There.
What, you don't think you are? That was actually a job. You actually did a radio thing.
You said,
let's do it when we come back. We'll see what it is. That was actually you being a producer.
It's
I gave you a fucking
tease.
Compliment, you dipshit. Don't fuck
is it
up.
Thursday yet?
Not yet. All right, 1 through 5. Let's see what you're going to pick. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinque.
All right, I'll go with.
You're not gonna let him touch the envelope.
Nope.
Choose the form of your destructor,
but choose wisely.
Give me a
fuck.
Give me a fuck. All right.
That's not pain. That's right. Not
ringing
punishment.
The doorbell.
That's what you want.
Yeah. You gonna do any? You can do any. You want to do any?
Give
me
one. Give me between 1 and 3.
Between one, what like,
no, I should go to 1 and 3. 1 and 3.
So you have you. Oh, either you're gonna do. You're gonna do any mean in my new well.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. You gotta respect the man that's gonna. He wants to choose between 1 and 3. Just so you see, I'm not fucking around. There is 1 and 3. Let's hit.
No,
the music.
That's 3 and 1.
It is.
Eeny, meeny. He's actually doing eeny, meeny, miny, moe, folks. Hold on. Three it is. Oh. Billy, when we return, as per Billy, the new producer of the show. Right, Billy?
Sure.
Splendid.
Hey, as per Billy, we will open number three for five envelopes of death. Okay, are you ready, Marcus?
Yeah.
Well, stay ready, because we got to take a break. It is the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will see the fate of bisexual Marcus. It's five envelopes of death right here on the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words.
You want to cut a promo for us?
Yeah, what do you want me to promo?
I want you to say, hi, this is Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I can say, hi, this is Beetlejuice.
And you're listening to?
I'm listening to
Ham Radio.
Ham on air?
Ham on air. Ham Radio.
Ham Radio?
Damn right, close enough. We'll take it. Thank you, Beetlejuice.
Okay. And what do you mean, ham radio? I know what a ham radio is. I don't even like to stick my cock in you right now. I should hold it out of that.
That is the, I couldn't answer fucking more than that.
It's almost the best offer I've had all week.
Don't go anywhere. More insanity to follow.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hey, this is Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers here. You're listening to Uncle Eddie and Ham Radio.
Well, Mama told me when I was young, said, sit beside me, my only son, and listen closely.
Song,
I think this is a welcome burden version.
Yeah.
Or it's some sunny day. Or take your time. Don't live too fast.
That was a band
fast.
That band should have went somewhere.
They did.
It is a, Nick is saying it is a welcome burden.
You'll find a one on. And you'll find a love.
Tell me this guy ain't fucking good.
Yeah,
and don't forget that there is a someone up above. And be a
simple.
Kind of man.
It's the Ham Radio Show.
You gotta do that in the camera.
Damn right. There you go. Put your lighters up. And by that, I mean your cell phones, because we're all freaking fruity bastards and can't have open flames. Yeah. It's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389. A welcome burden. That is a in-studio performance, by the way, that Nick, by the way, loves. Nick, the Canadian Unified Network Technician, or cunt, he does love it. And I love it, too.
I did, too.
It was one of the greatest things we ever did was the unsigned concert series, which we should do again. Watch this. Just listen to this.
It's to be satisfied. Count up, man.
All right, so we are back. It is the Ham Radio Show. I was turning the wrong pot down because I was singing so much.
You were.
I know. I forgot what pot Billy was on.
Oh, pot. You got pot?
All right, so when we last left on the show here, by the way, also, Rob Piper and the 7 o'clock hour, porn star Rob Piper.
Is he really like the Roddy Piper?
Yes.
Totally Rowdy Piper's
brother. Wow. Just his black brother.
I hope you got a lot of bubble gum.
Oh, why?
Because he's got here to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And guess what? Billy's all out of bubble gum.
Ooh.
So just so you know that.
Well, I don't know. He has the same name.
Yeah. That's great. He has the same name.
He does.
Because, you know, most porn stars use their real names, Joe. Right? Stormy Daniels?
Yeah. Oh, that's not her name?
I named my kid Stormy.
Yeah, because they looked in the crib and looked down at her and went, Stormy!
Well, you know, she could have been a weather person. You ever notice weather people will have, like, Stormfields, weathermen?
Oh, yeah.
You think anyone
Joe,
with...
Joe, those are fucking stage names, you dumb fuck.
Well, you know, think anybody... Any porn star with the name Banks at the end or has, like, three X's, you think that's their last name?
Yeah. It totally is. What the fuck do you know, bro?
What about Malcolm X? Yeah, his last name was X.
Yeah, but Malcolm X didn't do that much porn that I'm aware of. So we're playing Five Envelopes of Death.
Help me.
With Marcus. Marcus right here is being punished for failing at a bit. And he made a bet, and he failed. Because we here at the Ham Radio Show bet on a pipe bomber who was setting bombs across the world. So now,
that motherfucker was white.
He was not white. Shut up. All right, so how this works, I will open the number three envelope. Five envelopes of death, like I said before.
Oh,
get ready.
I'm actually scared, dude.
We are opening.
Should be.
My sexy assistant, Java Boy, will read the entry.
Wow.
There it is. Now, by the way, remember, rules of the game. If it's a wild card, you have to open another one.
Those are real tears, that boy.
And if it's a wild card that doubles, you put you in double jeopardy, quite frankly.
Fuck my
life. Here we go. This is, for all the marbles, number three, five envelopes of death.
Go easy on me. Door number three.
Go easy on me.
Welcome to hell, Marcus.
Don't fuck
here is your
fate. By the balls until you are dead.
Oh, boy.
What is it?
We have for you, Marcus, taser on the ass.
Marcus is getting tasered on the ass.
Oh, that's a good one.
These nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
All right, so just so
show
we...
Show the camera.
We show
that's
the camera.
Legit. Taser on
taser
the ass.
Taser on the ass.
Okay.
It was in envelope number three.
You got to go easy, Marcus.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Could have been
that's
taser.
A one shot.
What kind
gun?
Of fucking irony is that?
Could have been
usually this fucking taser guy on was, a
we
nuts.
Were literally talking about this shit on the fucking ride home. This,
I said it could be worse. Could get a taser in the ass. That's the one he picked. Oh. And if you want, I swear to God, you can open every one of these to show you that every one of them doesn't say taser in the
well,
ass.
Well, they want to go with
that's
one.
What I kinda
so wanted. Let's.
You can open them while we get the taser ready.
All right, let's see what number one would have been.
Here's what you could have won, Marcus. You could have won a toaster from our friends at GE. GE, we bring
Chevy.
Good things to life.
Had you picked number one, it would have been a Wild.
Thank God.
Ooh. A what?
Thank fucking
God. A wild
card.
Oh, it would have been a wild card, which means he would have got a taser on the ass.
I mean, he could have picked anything.
Like for a long, yeah, each cheek. He's only going to get one cheek.
Remind
yeah.
me, how many volts is this again?
31,000.
106.
Is that like?
It's police issue. Don't worry.
If you would have chose,
what do you mean?
It is police issue.
It's like sticking a dick in a light socket.
Oh, so basically, like that's the kind of shit that could kill an unarmed black man.
Oh, absolutely.
Someone.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
But only in certain areas of the world.
You're over.
We want it to be authentic. Authentic.
If it was number two, you would have picked.
If it was number two, your fate would have been. Ooh. Three cane hits to the back.
I will trade. I will give $20 to get that. Can I please get
to me? And the Singapore cane is
I really
oh,
want
Singapore cane.
I will
sucks.
Fuck, I will give you $20 right now. Can I please get the cane? Please?
You don't want that.
I want the cane.
You know what? I will do. Here's what I'm going to do. There's one in here. Open the next one, please.
There's one in here
that if you do this. And only this.
Okay.
I will allow you to switch and not get tasered.
What a special man.
All right. Now, this is number four, which is...
Billy chops you five times.
Don't
now,
take that one.
Now, that's not...
On my
that,
bare chest?
Do not take
yeah,
that, that one.
Yeah, oh, you have to take your shirt off.
Yeah.
That would hurt.
Now,
that was totally wicked.
I know what this one is. Now, open that one. And let me tell you, if you do what's number five...
Okay.
I will take this one away, which is the taser.
Okay.
Which was number three.
All right.
Oh, dear God.
Here we go. This one's a little
what
harsh.
What the fuck were you doing when you wrote this
I
one?
I was thinking of the show.
What is this?
Go ahead.
A shirtless Joe massage.
Get the fuck out of here.
His eyes just lit up. Why are we punishing Joe?
Yeah. What do I do?
No, Joe gets to lube up his hands.
Shut the fuck out of here.
And Marcus gets a deep tissue massage from Joe.
From Joe.
It's either that, and Joe has to whisper in your ear how much he loves Trump.
You're going to die, buddy. You're going to die.
So take the taser, dude. Take the taser.
We can also rename the game Taser or Trump. It's your choice. But I would go with the taser because it's only...
It's off quick.
Yeah, it's real quick.
Absolutely.
It'll be dumb real quick.
Absolutely.
I don't know. What is
that would be it.
What is it, like a 5-second shot?
No, it's just touch.
Like, you know,
whatever I wish to fucking do.
Let's do the fucking taser.
We're doing the taser.
Yeah.
All right. So he's gonna get up and stand over here.
Position him.
He's a grown bisexual. He knows how to position himself.
What, you don't want to touch the bisexual? Is that what you're saying?
I was really actually considering that.
What? Just being being bisexual? Why is my sound effects now not working? I don't fucking care. We'll get to that later.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
I'm telling you right now, and I'm actually feeling really
the,
good.
One of the knobs on the end, the white ones, is it on the up?
It's not my fault.
No, it's just fucking, I don't know. Just, that's what, this
is
going to
hurt, Marcus.
I mean, the fart's still there. That works. All right, so are you ready, Marcus?
No, I'm not.
Marcus, you got to get over here, Marcus. In this region, you got to, do you want to pull your pants down? Or take it to you don't have to get in your bare ass. Do underwear. It's a taser, dude. It's not like. Oh, by the way, I gotta get the taser out of its wrapping.
Yeah, you gotta unpackage it.
You gotta unpackage it. Well, because I don't want to. If you have any metal in your jeans.
Yeah, trust me, metal and tasers don't go well.
No, Billy electrocuted himself.
Came
the last
close.
Time. By the way, just so you know, we do have a taser. This is the taser right here. All right, so
It only hurts for the first 30 seconds.
Giggles wants you to show your hiney, your shiny hiney.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what Giggles said. I mean, if you want.
$50.
Yeah, but it's just.
Oh, stop farting,
my
Mark.
My ass is not for free.
My ass is not for free.
Unless you're at the video store or whatever, that movie theater.
I'm right here. I didn't even do it yet. What the hell?
Not fucking.
I didn't even do it yet.
Wait.
Well, you got to mic his ass.
Yeah, no, but if we get too close, that's what you get all of that.
Is that what? Why I was getting
it?
That's
what it is.
No, but I have the mic off. No, because that's.
You sure?
Yeah. Now I just turned that one off.
But we don't necessarily want this too close.
No. We don't want the mic. I turned my board off. You can leave the mic. Are you ready?
No.
All right. Come on, I got a guest in fucking 20 minutes. All right, get. I gotta get. Here you go. This is the hand it's in. This is my
Marcus,
free hand.
Seriously, wait. Watch where you put your
hands.
Don't touch anything metal, because it will shoot straight to your fucking heart.
And if you scream out a racial slur, it's okay. I'm just saying. All right, you ready?
Did you put fresh batteries in?
Yeah, we did, actually.
Oh, nah. All right.
Fucking do it. Can you pour this bottle of water over yourself?
Hold this bottle of water.
Hud, don't tell me what to do.
Hold the fucking
Billy,
do
make,
we
sure
do
this,
a...
make sure this is Mike. Joe, make sure his mouth is Mike.
You got it, baby.
All right, here we go. Give me a countdown. 3.
Don't fucking do it.
Shut up. Don't yell at me.
3, 2, 1. Ah! Ah! Ah!
And that was the excitement.
Fuck!
One more?
Go!
You would have loved when, shit, what was his name? Got his balls tased.
Koof!
Koof.
Koof got his balls tased, so.
The girl walked over and just zapped him when he wasn't even expecting it.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Really fucking hurt.
Yeah.
Marcus, get on this mic.
Put that shit up.
I don't have it.
Wait, that shit is empty.
Wait till later when you try to relax and your heart's going like 90 miles an hour still.
Yeah. Well, that when Billy did it, Billy was holding metal.
My hand.
His hand was on metal, and I tased him, and he was holding metal.
That literally feels like your skin's being ripped off.
Man. Yeah.
What part?
Stop.
I'm putting it away.
Let's put it away. We don't need it any longer.
Right. Just so, by the way, shocking. By the way, people in the Facebook Live saying shocking entertainment.
Oh my god!
This is better. This is better episode than Live PD.
That really fucking hurt.
Wow! Internet, cable, phone, shocking entertainment. More. Look, I'm putting it down.
Good.
Really. I'm putting it down.
Oh my god.
What can I say?
All right, see, that wasn't that bad. You got electrocuted. Can you sit? Can you sit down or no?
Hold on.
No, I'm asking. Physically, can you sit down?
I think I can.
He's just got to walk it off.
You should have tased Danny Puppet instead.
What? Why would we tase a puppet, Bill Joe?
Well, because he wouldn't have felt it.
All right, Joe, you're going to have to leave the show now. I'm sorry. Please, just go.
Action.
Just get out.
You get it? He's made of felt.
Oh, thanks, Joe. I didn't understand why an imaginary inanimate object wouldn't have fucking felt that.
Well, felt.
All right, so how do you wouldn't have felt it.
He's
you
felt,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
He must be felt.
Joe, say it one more time.
He felt.
How is your ass, Marcus? This is radio.
My ass fucking hurts.
Unless he's got a white spot
Do you think you have a mark on your ass now?
I bet I do have a fucking...
You probably got that burn.
He goes, I bet I do have a mark on my ass.
I'll tell you.
Do you still have my... Oh,
something.
Wait, what did you throw over there?
In a fit of rage.
No, I was taking off my arm. Oh,
give him his purse.
I was almost crushed by a big black man.
It's okay, safe. It's over there. I moved it.
Give him back his purse when you get a chance.
Yeah, didn't want to, you know, get like...
Put your headphones on, man. Be part of the show again. What's wrong?
Please.
You failed at Five Envelopes of Death, and then you won, though. So congratulations.
What do you mean I won? What are you talking about?
You took it like a man.
Yeah, you took it like a man. Normally you just take a man.
He's fucking stalling. I'm telling him to fucking just do the shit.
Oh,
you can actually see the flop sweat on your fucking brow. From the, like, literally from, like, waiting to get tased.
You poor guy.
That is probably, like, knowing it's coming, it makes it worse.
You did make Wendy the retard laugh.
Did I?
So, congratulations.
Get out of the chat room, Wendy.
Wendy, call the show, 718-577-1389.
Oh, God.
So that way we can talk to Wendy the retard and ask her if that was a good bit where Marcus took one. Let's, Marcus, if you had to explain it, put it into big words, okay?
Don't like big words. You'll love this show.
Okay, just explain it in big words what that felt like. Seriously, like, what did you, like, take us through the whole thing of emotions.
You know what
it's
like?
What was your thought process before I applied the taser and then when I applied the taser?
Like, my thought process is like, okay, how bad is this going to hurt? And, like, right when he fucking planted that shit on my ass, right, it literally, it's like, it's like if you took, remember those fucking things that we saw at Exotica on,
yeah,
those fucking things that you put on your fingers,
the scratch, yeah.
It's like if you repeatedly, in, like, a really fast motion, clawed at my ass.
Like a thousand little fingers just, yeah, ripping across you with those,
like,
little things?
Like, just fucking clawing at my ass.
Did anyone claw at your ass lately?
Like if you took a pissed-off cat and shoved it at your ass.
You funny go. That you mentioned
it. Hold on. I think I have your girlfriend on the phone. Ham Radio, who's this?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey!
Hi, Trish. How's it, my girl?
Is that Trish or Wendy the retard? I don't even know who's calling.
Right?
Which
potato.
Oh, so I was right. It's still a retard.
Okay, it's Trish, my girl.
Trish, how are you, my love?
I'm good. A lot better.
A lot better. Marcus just got tased in the ass, and he was telling us it felt like somebody was clawing at his asshole, and now he was going to tell us about somebody was clawing at your asshole, Marcus?
Not my asshole, but my ass.
Oh, somebody clawed at your ass? Did you get got laid, right?
Twice this week, yes.
What was that, retard?
But no, I'm not retard. I'm potato.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't understand. My fault. I'm sorry.
Actually, I am still president.
You are president of what?
The Potato Club.
The Ham Radio Club. A fan club.
Oh, no, you are our number one fan. There is no, I will never take that distinction away from you.
She's been with us for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Right,
what?
Yeah, she used to be up in a water tower with a sniper rifle.
Shouldn't I be fucking leading? I took a fucking taser on my ass for this show.
Yeah, but Trish
killed. Trish, that's my spot.
Yeah, Trish killed a puppy.
That's right.
Oh, that's.
Remember that.
And she'll shoot you too.
Yeah,
so
she will kill
ass,
you.
Man.
That's impressive. All right. That's impressive.
Trish, if Marcus takes your spot, what are you going to do to Marcus? How would you kill Marcus?
I'm not saying on air.
How would you kill Marcus? If you had to shoot and kill Marcus, how would you dispose of Marcus?
And don't say lynching.
Yeah, because lynching is so 1800s.
This is taking an ugly turn.
Well, I want to see, because Trish, by the way,
ugly turn?
No. No. What are you, on crack?
Boy.
First off and foremost, Trish, by the way, our NRA representative.
Yes, she is.
She's a card-carrying member. She loves guns.
Absolutely.
So I would want to know how you would kill this liberal piece of shit over here. You'd burp at him, which is good. Nice. Burping is always good.
Knock him unconscious with the breath. Good idea.
Yep. Take them out with your fucking horrible, distinct burps. Mm. So now exactly how would you kill Marcus? Take us through the thought process here.
I don't know. I haven't ran somebody over in a while. I probably pulled that one out.
All right, so you want to run them over? That's it? That's all you got?
You have no creativity.
This is from a girl that was in a water tower who has shot people.
You're a fucking...
Well, shot at people.
You're
sorry,
a fucking NRA member. Come on, have some creativity.
Come on. Work with us.
Really?
I don't know. I didn't think about this.
Oh, God.
All right, you're failing being on the radio.
I can think of a million ways to kill myself. Come on.
And has. Well, fuck you. I'll fucking burp back at you. What the fuck are you doing? There you go. How about that? Good.
Anybody else smell icing?
Yeah.
Yeah. She blows guys with icing on her. She puts icing on their dicks and then blows them.
Really? Does
That's her thing. I think she's in the sloshing.
Really?
Yeah.
If you can't lick them, kill them.
Yeah.
Who's getting licked?
Who's getting licked?
See, I would ignore the fact that she's a horrible NRA racist just for that.
Would you blow Marcus instead of killing him?
I'm black, by the way.
Why would you not? Let me set the mood. Why would you not? Would you not fuck Marcus because he's black?
No.
Why not? Come on,
What's your reason?
He's not my type.
He's not your type because he's black?
Exactly.
He's employed.
Hey, look, just hold on, hold on. Just me and Trish. Trish, is it because, you don't want to say it on the air, but is it because he's a nigger?
No.
Are you sure it's not because he's a nigger?
Do you want you don't want my nigger hands touching your body?
Yeah, do you want his nigger hands touching your body?
Fondling your boobies.
His nigger hands grabbing your fun bags?
Grabbing pussies like Trump?
Yeah.
Your man Trump.
Yeah, he'll grab your pussy like the president.
Yeah.
With his nigger hands.
Just thinking of Papa Giorgio he could give you.
I think you'd have to be a Republican though to, if you're not a Republican,
Long black things. His explodes too at the end.
Yeah. Don't you have an arsenal of long black shit?
Cock it back? You can grab his big giant nigger dick and then just fucking cock it back.
All her guns.
And I would
silver.
Allow you to say nigger.
Yeah, you could actually be allowed to say nigger. Would you say, just say it one time. Say it to him right now. He's giving you permission.
Come on,
say nigger. Let him. You can say it right to his face. Say something like that. You want to have sex.
I will come rainbows.
Can you at least say I want to put frosting on your nigger dick?
Come on, please.
I don't do the frosting thing anymore. He won't let me.
Oh fuck! All right.
But wait, he won't let you. As in, you're saying you're betrothed. What about a brand new penis? We got a shiny brand new nigger dick for you right here. Would you put frosting on his dick, though?
I don't know.
You don't know? How about vanilla frosting on a nice eager dick?
Come on.
Grow a set of balls, Trish.
I'd put frosting on your fucking porcelain, white, racist, crack-ass pussy and lick it.
Wait, cue the music again.
Come on. What's up?
I'm getting hot.
It's a good thing we gotta go to break then.
Alright, well, if you're not gonna fucking talk dirty to him, I gotta do other shit, Trish.
This is what I'm talking about.
Alright,
guys. Get the
vote for president.
Trump for president.
Girls have no fucking imagination.
He's already president, you dumb.
Jesus.
Fucking women.
You see what I mean?
Swear to God.
They have no fucking imagination.
A bad connection.
Mom, I got beavers again. Ew.
Like, I was literally feeding.
Beavers again.
I'm feeding
what
her racist.
What the hell is that?
What was that?
I'm feeding her racist ass intentions, and she can't fucking budge.
Maybe her insides won't allow a eager such as yourself to even get close. By the way, Wendy the Retard approved of that segment. She said it was very funny while she cleans her room.
Oh, nice.
So, and by room, she means her
dumpster?
Vagina. All right, so let's. Yeah, she's dumpster diving right now. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have Rob Piper on. You've earned it because you took one in the ass. I will tell Rob that you took one in the ass and maybe because he's definitely heterosexual. So I'm just throwing it out there. He's not going to flirt with you, but we can we can give you some ideas of what his because I've seen his dick. They sent me a clip him and this chick in this blackened video.
Uh-huh.
His dick is monstrous. It's quite frankly enormous. It's really annoying how, when he pulls the pants down and then it snaps up in the air and smacks the white girl in the fucking head.
Wow.
It's, pretty fucking good. I can't say it isn't.
Boy. And she was in the next room, right?
Yeah, she was making a fucking sandwich.
What a talent.
And his dick just hit her in the fucking face.
That's the fucking dream.
It's good
Boy.
Shit.
Boy.
It's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389. We're going to take a break. Rob Piper, when we come back here on The Big Show. We'll be right back after these words.
Yay. Here are the words the New York Times uses to describe
Ham Radio.
Blam, blam, blam. Expletive, expletive, plot twist, FBI, expletive, blam, 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 roll credits.
You're listening to Ham Radio, the show with the fat bastard behind the board.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On the ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. ondemandsalon.com.
What are you waiting for? It's time to experience pure bliss and the only truly healthy libido enhancer on the market, Raw Nation's Hot Rocks.
Hot Rocks.
So what does it do? It intensifies sexual performance, makes men feel more confident, women feel more sexy, it intensifies your sex life. Hot Rocks were designed to be a vitamin for your sex drive. It's a superfood injected aphrodisiac. It's an overall vitality pill. It just makes you feel amazing. This is the only product on the market that's for men and women both. There's nothing bad in it.
Hot Rocks.
It's all organic and it's made right here in the USA. If you already have a strong sex drive, that's great. But what Hot Rocks does is it's going to help you maintain that sex drive and keep it from slipping away, which is a problem that's far too common nowadays.
Call 1-855-RAW-LIFE. That's 1-855-RAW-LIFE to order Hot Rocks or get it online at HotRocks.com. HotRawks.com.
Life is better on Hot Rocks.
Hey, yo, this is Method Man, and you're listening to the Ham Radio Show. Ham, ham, ham. Can I get a suit?
Mr. Worldwide.
Come back time in the sight. The girl make me hold your hand. Brr-dang, ba-dang, ba-dang, bang. FPZ, we are the girl in town. Brr-dang,
ba-dang, ba-dang, bang. Mr. 305.
Come back time in the sight. The girl make me hold your hand. Bang, 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 brr-dang, ba-dang, bang. Pitbull come to sing the girl.
Pitbull.
Yeah, baby.
Girl, let's get this.
Beavers again.
leave you. Rock your body in time. Rock your body in time. Rock your body in time. Shake your body, nine. Work, 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 Shinola. Work it all the time. Come on!
Their body parts fake. Daily, I run through your mammy. And the hands was off the chain. I hit that thing so hard.
Let's hear from Trish. Come on, Trish.
Let's go to Jamaica.
Thank you, Trish. One more time, Trish. Good job, Trish. Bang, bang. It's the Ham Radio Show. 718-577-1389. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Marcus is still rubbing his ass. Because he got a little bit of a...
That's because he's thinking of a Joe massage.
Little taser action. Could have had the Joe massage. It was a shirtless Joe massage. Shake your body line. Work, work, work.
Picture Joe just dancing around you to this song.
To this song.
Rubbing you up and down.
Dressed like Carmen Miranda. Had a fruit salad on his head. Come on, Joe. Is Joe alive?
That's like a
simulation.
Joe's good. Let's go to Joe. Joe, are you there, Joe?
I'm here, but I refuse to participate in such foolishness.
Why? Then why do you do this show?
That was comical.
Yeah. I am so comical white.
I'm telling you.
Hello, boys. Hey, Sam is in there. Hey, Sam. How are you?
Hi, Sam.
On the Facebook Live Suite, by the way, interactive with you all the time. Go to the Facebook Live Suite, located conveniently on my page. That's what we do.
Yep.
All right, so top of the hour, we're going to have Rob Piper on. Where
That'd
are we
be
at?
Now.
That'll be now. I should get him on the phone then, right? Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Let's get Rob Piper on the phone. Enough with this pitbull stuff.
Roddy Piper.
No, his name is not Rob Piper. It's Rob Piper, not Roddy Piper.
More niggas on the show.
Yep. This one's got a big old penis.
And it's not even February.
No.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Rob Piper. He's got a big penis. He does porn. Do you know where he is?
Yeah!
He's got a giant penis. His name is Rob Piper. Rob, how are you, sir?
I'm pretty good. How y'all doing, man?
Not bad. We're doing exceptionally well. I tased a bisexual black guy with a taser.
That fucking hurts.
We're eating candy. Wow. It's a good show so far today. And now Rob Piper, who Joe thinks is related to Roddy Piper. Roddy Piper is on the show. It's a good day.
Oh, man.
I know.
It's
Joe,
definitely a great day.
Yeah, Joe is a little bit too white for everybody in the room right now. So Joe is running to the bathroom to take a piss anyway. Rob, how are you, first off? How is it like to be you? Can I bring that up? Can I explain?
All well. I mean, I'd like to be me.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't look at myself like that. I'm just a normal human. I just operate through life and, you know, I do my thing.
Well, I know you're a normal human. I'm just saying that this man who is, because first off, I envy you because I'm friends with Lisa Ann, okay? But you get to fuck her. Do you see the vast difference of why I got to ask how you are and what it's like to be you?
He's fucked grade A pussy.
Yes, grade A pussy this man has fucked. This man has done rim shots and rim jobs and has done great things with beautiful females in the world of porn. He's an award winner. He's won tons of awards.
Yes, sir.
You have done, that's what I'm saying, you pretty much have done it all in the world of porn already. And there's a lot more you can do. I'm not saying that you're done.
And I'm nowhere near. I feel like I'm just starting though. I feel like I'm just starting. There's a lot of things I want to do personally. You know what I mean? So it's like, I feel like 2019 is going to be the start of, you know, something becoming big. But right now, you know, I feel good right now, and I love the momentum that I have right now, and I love my focus point of where I'm going and what some things that I got lined up what I'm about to do. So I'm looking forward to this year. I mean, right now it's good, though. All is well. I can't complain. I'm blessed and I'm thankful.
Well, you are blessed. I've seen your movies. God damn.
And I'm looking at it.
This guy's got a hog. It's fucking annoying.
I don't mean to make you uncomfortable, sir, as a bisexual black man, but you do have a fantastically large dick.
Yes. Bisexual Marcus, by the way, likes your penis. So if it makes you uncomfortable, we'll kick him out of the studio. But
oh, no. It's all good. Do you think?
See? You get to stay. He's not scared of the bisexuality. That's cool.
Well, I mean,
that's a plus. Another thing.
That stuff don't bother me. People look at things. I mean,
it's just all about
respect for me. But I mean, I don't care about gender or what you do or what you are. Like that doesn't make me not want to have a conversation with you or not want to sit next to you. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't look at people like that. I look at everybody as equal, and I respect everybody like anyone else. So I look at everybody the same. So I mean, it's all love, bro. Like you can ask me questions. You know what I'm saying? Like it's nothing about you is going to offend me. Like it's all good.
See, round of applause. Yet another reason to love Rob right there, Rob Piper. Question, though, I do have a question for you because we never really delve into the male porn stars enough where we ask it. Because I got to ask this question. Do you have a lot of gay fans or bisexual fans that kind
of course.
This is what I'm saying because I don't know. I don't have that life. I don't know. I don't know, because, like, you think when chicks do it. Like, you know that Lisa Ann gets hit on by tons of chicks.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, from the other side, I don't know. Like, first off, I don't have a giant dick, so I'm not in porn. Second off, that I don't know, like, what it's like to look like Rob Piper over here. So,
I mean, I feel like it all comes with understanding and not being ignorant to the fact of, you know what I'm saying, what's natural. We all are humans. We all come from sex. And there are a lot of attractive people, no matter what your gender are. Like, I can't tell my homeboy, bro, yeah, you look good today, bro. Like a person who is attractive, they're going to know they're attractive. People are going to tell them they're attractive. So they know these things. You cannot see the naked eye of what's in front of you. You know what I'm saying? Whether if it's a man or woman, it don't mean you have to be gay or whatever it is. Whatever your preference is, your preference. But everyone looks at everyone. That's natural.
Oh, no, look, dude, this is why bisexual Mark is over here, thinks I am bisexual.
You are.
Because I'm not.
Right.
Because I can literally look at a movie, because I watched, all I did was Google Rob's name. First movie that popped up, it was him.
He's underselling it right now. This guy gazes at
I looked at his dick, and I said this guy's dick was amazing. I said he has a giant penis. I'll be honest with Rob. I don't give a shit. But I don't want to fuck Rob. You want to fuck Rob. There's a difference. My question.
I couldn't. Look. Well, I'm a top, and I couldn't. Look, even if I was a bottom.
Yes.
That is too fucking
bad. That's what I'm saying. This is the weirdest interview Rob probably has ever done, by the way. Just one right now. Because I was watching the movie, and it's these two white chicks talking about how. There's one, I don't even know, I think it's one of those Blackened movies or Vixen movies, one of those, I don't know what it was called. I just know that it was these two chicks talking about Rob. Yeah, I know, it's a giant, no, that's not the one. Go to, put in Rob's name on the Google, and then it's the first, like, video that pops up is the one I'm talking about. And the two chicks, the one chick, it's this whole thing where she just calls Rob for a booty call. All right, that's really what it is. But it's very, like, elegant. He brings her, like, champagne, and he's, here's another thing I noticed about Rob. He can fucking actually act. There's a lot of dudes in porn that don't fucking act. They just, I like pussy. You have pussy? Okay. I have penis.
Well, they're not hiring him for that.
Yeah, but see, that's the difference. That's what separates the few from the bold there, Bill.
Right.
This guy can actually act. So you have, like, you're welcome. I watched the scene, and then it was the whole thing where the whole sex stuff became, like, secondary because, like, the lead-in was, like, I was like, holy shit, this motherfucker can actually act. This is making, like, the girl was okay. Rob was like, oh, I didn't think you were going to call me back. And he puts on this suave shit, and then she starts going, like, oh, well, you know, I was definitely interested, but I was confused and I couldn't fit. And he's like, oh, so you have a boyfriend now? And if you don't have a boyfriend? And like, he's about getting to the pussy part.
Yeah.
And he's like, literally like, but He's playing a character that literally, if she had a boyfriend, he would have stopped.
Well, you know what? That's actually a question. Did that come naturally for you, or did that like come over time?
Well, does he know how to hit on chicks?
No, like the acting part.
I mean, I think everything just comes natural for me. I feel like I'm a jack of all trades. Like I have several interests in a lot of different backgrounds and like qualifications for a lot of things, but I just feel like I'm a naturally gifted person. Like whatever you put in front of me, I can do it. I may not know how to do it at the moment, but I can see it and watch it for a second, and then I can grasp it. You know what I mean? So
that's awesome.
I just feel like, you know, that's why I count my blessings every day for every opportunity I get. Just because.
Sorry, Joe is deaf. I'm saying go upstairs. The door is up. Dude, somebody was upstairs coming into the studio, and there he is. He's at the fucking thing already. And Joe's looking at me going, I don't know what he says. Joe was doing the acting from the porn I was thinking about. Anyway, so now we know that you can act. He went to the Royal Academy and learned how to act. He's a true thespian. No, he knows how to talk to motherfuckers. That's what it is. Listen to him now on the radio.
I'm listening.
This guy can talk normal. He has the whole swag, the c'est la vie or whatever the fuck you would call it in French. And he knows how to, first off, he's talking to a chick in the porno, and he's getting her to take off her clothes. Mm. All right? I'm thinking that's happened a time or two with Rob Piper.
Okay, then you know what?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Okay. So Rob.
And I'm not knocking, look, I just said he was a great actor, so I'm not knocking the acting.
But
come on now.
But what I was going to ask him is that, because it comes naturally for him. So
right,
if you're somebody that, if you're somebody that is... say, struggling to get pussy.
You want Rob Piper to teach you how to get pussy, is what you're trying to say.
How would you, you know, what's your attack to women?
Well, first off, you don't call it an attack.
You would go with an approach.
Approach.
Honestly?
Yes.
I don't approach women. It just, if I link and I vibe with a person, or we just, stumble into a conversation, I'm never pursuing it in the midst of I'm trying to get our phone number. I want to know anything about it. Just maybe, oh, how you doing today? I'd be fine, and that's it. Or just be a little small talk here and there, just out of this person spoke to you, so I just out of respect, you should speak back. You know what I'm saying, type thing. But,
right, but wait.
I don't pursue women.
I fucking love that.
Women, but do women come, Rob? Do women come up to you though? You are a good looking dude.
I mean, I'm not. I mean, don't get me wrong. I do get approached by women. I do get women say little things, and we talk and we entertain and intertwine a little bit. But for the most part, I engage sometimes as well too. Because if I see a beautiful woman that honestly deserves my attention right then and there, I'm going to give it to her. So
right,
it's like all
there?
In all, it goes back and forth.
Where
but I'm not really an aggressive person.
Where are you from, Rob? Because you got that southern accent.
I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana.
There you go. Le bon temps de roller, my friend.
Let me tell you why I'm digging him right now.
Because he has a 9-inch cock.
Not only that. But it's this dude, women approach him. He feels like he doesn't have to.
Yeah, but he.
But he feels like he.
No, I don't want to come off that way because I'm not saying it like that. It just I'm just a naturally laid back person. I'm quiet. I'm to myself. I'm an introvert. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a loud person. I'm not a person that yawns and just go at ask for any attention or any conversation.
Yeah,
chill.
It's not me.
But if you come around me and I like your energy and your aura, then I'm gonna engage with you. But all in all, I'm just a very just. Standoffish, not really standoffish. I'm just a very to myself person.
Yeah, but even that.
But I'm respectful. I'm respectful. I speak to people. Excuse me. I hold the doors. I'm a gentleman.
Oh yeah. Well,
but I just I do my own thing.
But even that way, you command the room when you walk in because you have that confidence. And this is my angle. See, this is what I always say though. If you know that you have a giant penis. Mm-hmm. Okay? Right? Just hear me out for a second. I think Rob understands where the fuck I'm coming from here. Since I don't have a giant penis, I got an average penis at best. Rob has a giant fucking penis.
Yeah.
Rob knows he doesn't have to put in any work. He just walks in, he lives his life. He doesn't have the stress. You know what I mean? A small dick guy like myself has the stress of going, okay, we talk the girl into getting naked. Now she has to see our dicks. Rob goes, I just got to show up.
That's
do you understand what I'm saying? And he's not cocky about it. He's not being like an asshole about it. He's not walking in going, these girls just come to me. He's not doing that.
That's but that's what's fascinating.
But that's the thing. But he doesn't have, he has none of the worries.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any small dick problems. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what's the crazy part? I'm not even aggressive like that.
No,
especially,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm a voyeur. I like to watch sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for me, like, I love to see two beautiful chicks just go at it. You know what I'm saying? I just sit back and watch. I'm engaged
who
at some point.
Doesn't,
I'm just going to sit back and watch y'all be off for a second.
Yeah, but see, in your universe, two chicks making out and fucking usually happens. In our, we got to get them drunk.
Wait, either fighting or fucking.
Well, both. Wait, is Java behind me?
I didn't always have to get
yes.
Oh, there's Java. Sorry, I turned your mic off, Java. You were talking to that mic.
I get turned on by women fighting. About two good
fighting?
Women fighting.
Wait, fighting
like,
no. What?
Good looking women fighting?
Well, like ripping off their clothes?
No.
What do you mean fighting? Just like, yelling at each other?
Dude, I'm turned on by...
We're going to keep it sexual. We're going to keep it sexual.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, Rob's talking about two girls muff diving.
Yeah.
You're talking about two girls street fighting.
But both. I'm saying I dig both.
Mud fighting?
Mud fighting.
Why would you want that type of energy?
That's true.
Hey, but that type of energy, that's what turns you on? That type of energy kind of turns me on, man.
Well, this is why you're you, and this is Rob Piper with a big penis at the party getting the pussy.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? You must learn. Let Rob Piper be your Jedi and teach you.
He should.
That must be his kink. You know what I'm saying? He must love aggression. He must be into BDSM secretly. I don't know.
Yes, I am, sir.
Yes, I am.
See?
I like to tie them up.
See what I'm saying?
Billy, what you got
see what
for
I'm
me?
It's, you know?
You had something to say.
No,
you went to go
it
say
came
something.
And went. It's, that, that's all. We're
well,
beyond that at right. this point.
Well, you know what? I'm
sorry we took that thought
I'm
away
sorry.
From you, Billy.
I have one more question.
Oh, Jesus.
For me. Just for me.
Stop hitting on Rob Piper, by the way. God damn it.
If Rob,
he's so
if that's,
he's so
if,
pretty. I like
Rob,
him.
Rob, if that's the way I'm coming off, I do apologize.
Rob doesn't care. He said
be a sponge. Absorb what you can from the man.
Oh, I'm sure he would.
Being that I am a fat black man, what would you say to somebody like me who's aspiring to be a porn star? Being that I am a fat black man.
Lose some fucking weight.
Work out.
Well, one,
only thing I can say is you look at the situation, right? And you know you want to put yourself in front of a camera.
Yeah.
Your niche that's going to sell is for you to get in shape. You know this already. So obviously, like they said, your first step is to get in the gym and get in shape.
Yeah,
and that's your dedication towards being that porn star, if that's what you want to do. And once you're in that shape, then you can walk through that door. Because there's different avenues and different contexts and different ways you can put yourself in position to showcase who you are and your journey in the midst of pursuing this whole situation. So if this is what you really want to do, the gym is your first goal. That's your first task right there. Mm-hmm. Attack that first and then have another conversation. Okay, I'm ready for what? After that? Then, if it's in your mind that you got to that point, okay, obviously you're dedicated, so nah, you just got to put in the work. Because becoming a porn star is not easy. Like, it's not just getting on camera and just fucking and you think it's going to happen overnight. There's a lot of perfections that comes with it. There's a lot of struggles that come with it. So all in all, it's just, are you willing to go through whatever it is, and are you willing to accomplish and not give up at whatever task is in front of you?
You can accomplish
whatever you want to.
He gives up. He's gonna quit.
What the fuck?
I'm just saying. If you had the opportunity, I'm giving you a vote of confidence.
Your first thing, bro, is getting like I said, get in the gym.
As he eats
in the gym
first. He literally robbed. We're talking to Rob Piper about a male porn. No. He literally, you just said your first task is to get into the gym. He was picking up a Kit Kat. While you said that, and was about to open it, and the joy and bliss of that chocolate wafer treat that was in his hand, he threw it across the room when you said, your first task is to get in the gym.
That's right.
He had to give up the Kit Kats, and now he's going to die.
Go for Three Musketeers. Though.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Look, he may not make it in porn to his level, but, you know, there is a market for fat fuck.
Definitely. And that's another thing. Like, it's definitely, like, look at it like this. In the midst of your situation, you know you're not about to shred. I mean, not saying that you can't, but obviously you're not about to shred down to some model type person. No. So it's like, all in all, there is a niche for certain things. You can do POV stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can do all kind of different things.
Yeah, you did.
In different angles, in different genres. You know what I'm saying? So all in all, look at what's in front of you that works for you or what can work for you. And find that niche. And whatever that niche is, attack it.
Biggie kind of changed it for us, big dude.
But here's the thing. Name me another fat porn star besides Ron Jeremy.
Okay. Answer this. What is your height and your weight?
There you go. What's your height and weight?
I don't know. I don't know you. I never saw you.
Let's say I'm about 5'8", and let's say I'm about...
So you're short. You contact. You very like average size contact.
Let's say
What's your weight?
Let's say 350 ish.
You're not big, man.
350.
Yeah, 350.
Now, granted, I haven't weighed myself in let's say a month.
Yeah.
Rob, when we first met him, he was working the Thanksgiving Day parade. He had ropes on his sides.
So I think I have lost a lot of weight. Like, my job is very physically taxing.
Did you hear Rob Piper just whistle? He went...
Yeah, I know.
Because you're 5'8", 350.
That kind of scared me.
How come I'm 5'9"?
I mean, I play football, so it's like, I know, like, offensive linemen. These guys used to be, like, 6'5", and it was, like, 350. So if you 5'8", and you 350,
I'm like
I
a small
imagine,
Vince
you know what
Wolf.
He's got Hindenburg on
Yeah, but 60% of his weight is just cum. Just so you know. It's just his belly's full of cum.
Yeah.
Just so he swallows. So I'm just saying. I'm just trying to figure out because, look, there's not that many fat porn stars except for Ron Jeremy. Yeah.
But he got in there for
me. Ron also had a 9,000-inch cock. Ron's cock is monstrous. Okay, Rob, I'm sorry. We're yelling about Ron Jeremy's cock. We should be talking about Rob's cock. Rob Piper on the phone.
Y'all crazy.
Trying to figure out why bisexual Marcus can't do porn. This is what the show has come down to. I'm just trying to understand it. Are you slapping a chick in the ass? What the hell's going on behind?
Yeah.
He's working, though.
Oh, he's working. Oh. He's on the set.
Is there ass slapping? Who's the who?
It sounded like he was smacking ass on the side.
Yeah, really.
Right. Rob is having the greatest interview ever.
I'm looking at the Blacken website. Yes. I saw that you fucked Brandy Love, which I am fucking.
I saw that you fucked Brandy Love.
Extremely jealous of.
Yeah.
Oh God, and Gina Valley.
Yeah, Brandy.
God, that's Brandy. What I'm saying.
I'm
jealous of every girl he fucks because, quite frankly, he's fucked the creme de la creme already.
If you had a top five, who would you say is in the top five?
Yeah. Do not do me that.
What are you trying to tank his career?
That. Yeah, you can't.
Okay,
don't do me that. Please don't do me that.
No. Why don't you just ask him who had the smelliest box?
Top.
Okay, who? That's all right. Yeah, who had the smelliest box?
And of every girl you've ever fucked and had a career with,
honest to God's truth, and I tell people that I'm very thankful that that has never happened to me yet.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Because he's fucking the creme de la creme.
Yeah.
These are the highest quality porn stars. He fucked Lisa Ann. Do you understand? Like when every time Lisa Ann gets fucked. Angels get their wings.
Ooh.
Do you understand?
Oh, man.
Okay, she's like the first of. I didn't even notice this. I was watching
that woman right there.
Woo! That woman right there is amazing. I was looking at the box.
Jesus Christ!
Make the trumpets play.
Yes. Oh, she's amazing. First off, wait. Let me go to the actual the way we promoted the show, right? With Rob on it. We promoted it, and Lisa Ann retweeted all this because she loves working with Rob. She loves it.
Well,
I want to see. All right, so the box of Lisa Ann back forevermore. All right. She's wearing that leather dress. She wears giant fucking heels.
Yes, she does.
All right, because when I know her in real life. She's really small. She's like really compact and small. But when you look at the box cover. She's like gigantic, and when you watch porn, she's always like huge. But meanwhile, she's very small.
It's all in the angle.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying.
It's all in the angle.
No, television put on 10 pounds.
Yeah.
God, who haven't you
How
fucked?
Many televisions are on him right now?
Who haven't you fucked?
Yeah, Jesus. All right.
This is an amazing list.
Well, that's why I was saying that Rob Piper.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. But there is a long list of girls that I would love to work with that I have at this point.
All right. How about that? Top five you want to work with. How about that?
All right.
You haven't worked with yet.
You haven't worked with
I haven't worked with Luna Star. let's see. Luna Star. Who else I haven't worked with? Top girl that I haven't worked with. Ivy LaBelle.
Ooh, with all
I would
of
love
them.
To work with her.
Yep.
Who else?
He really is thinking about.
How about the top five that aren't porn stars?
I've worked with.
He's worked with so many. Yeah. That's the thing.
Can I like name names?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. How about Sarah Banks?
Sarah Banks.
I fucked up. I don't know. I just. There was a gap there, so go ahead. Okay, name another name. Jesus Christ, you're like slow as shit.
Aaliyah Hadid.
Yes, Aaliyah's fire.
Oh, yeah.
I fucked up!
I'm working with Aaliyah.
What about...
I got it.
What about my favorite porn star, Kitty Catherine?
I didn't fuck her! I didn't fuck her.
No, I never...
No?
Nah, Kitty Catherine?
No, we never worked together.
What about that old chick that gives sex advice?
What old chick that gives sex advice?
Dr. Ruth.
Oh, Nina Hartley?
Nina Hartley.
I'd fuck Nina Hartley.
Betty White. I never worked with any of y'all either.
Well, Nina just came back to... She just came back to Brazzers.
Dr. Ruth.
So, Dr. Ruth Westheimer. Yeah, I'd fuck her.
That look like some good pussy.
I would cum rainbows. I would fucking cum rainbows if you fucked Nina Hartley.
And she might teach you something.
I ain't gonna lie. I would love to work with Nina, for real. That's a beautiful woman.
And she has an amazing ass for her age. And she...
That's a beautiful woman, man.
Marcus, you're also bisexual. Don't you actually cum rainbows?
Yes, I do.
Isn't that what fucking happens?
Yes, I do.
You fruity people, don't you cum rainbows?
Yeah.
Isn't that your flag? I'm just throwing it out there. I thought it was. It's the only flag you can hang upside down, and it's still right side up.
Oh, my God.
It's an amazing flag. Rob, what do you got going on in your career? Let's plug away before we got to go to break. So you tell us what's going on in the world of Rob Piper.
Oh, man. Just staying busy, staying out of the way, and just creating new opportunities for me every day and attacking every day just with a major focus and just trying to be better than whatever was.
I have a question from the audience. A woman wants to know, did you ever work with Kendra Sunderland?
Ooh.
We had fucked and we recorded. Yes, I have worked with Kendra twice.
You have worked with Kendra twice.
We fucked and recorded it, and we did something on Cam Soda before.
Let me understand how your answer was. You fucked and you did an actual scene.
No, we have not done an actual scene yet.
So you've just fucked her in real life.
Yeah.
For fun.
I'm gonna bronze his dick. Do you understand?
I love that library chick.
Do you understand that? Like, that's what he did on his off time.
Yeah.
Do you understand? A girl that any one of us.
We still filmed it. She made a video out of it.
She did it on her iPhone?
No, she had a camera.
Oh, a regular camera. All
right.
I was at. Oh, yeah.
Did you have a plot? Were you like the pizza delivery guy? Did you come over and say, "Oh, your cable's fucking broken, burn," and then you fuck her? That's what I do.
This is why I want to be a porn star, just because he fucks on his off days, man.
Dude, think about it for 1 second. He fucked on his off day a woman that every single man in here, including Billy, who will white knight this whole fucking thing.
Of course.
But every single man in here would cut off their foot to fuck. We would Kunta Kinte ourselves to fuck Kendra Sutherland. This guy did it and goes, hey, it was a Tuesday. I feel like fucking him. And she was like, yeah! Kendra with her giant boobs. I love Kendra with boobs.
Oh, my God.
I'm not even a boob guy. I love Kendra came in. She was up at SiriusXM for something totally different. She was doing something. She was wearing this fucking cleavage top. Her titties.
Man. That body is crazy.
Well, I wouldn't know. Rob, we didn't get the fucker like you.
We didn't get the fucker. We didn't get, we didn't get to lick them nipples and fucking lick that puss.
And eat her asshole.
Eat her ass. Hey. And smack that ass.
Yes.
Well, now you know that all of us want to fuck her. Hook us up.
Yeah, Rob.
Hook it up, y'all bro. Shit.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Connection.
Ricky, see if we can get the number from Rob.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Ricky's giving that up. Right.
Yeah. I just like, look, how about we play this game? You give us the last four digits of her number, and we have to figure out the rest.
Crazy.
How hard is that?
Are you a titter ass man?
Me or him?
Him.
I'm an ass. I'm an ass man.
He's a black guy.
Hey, what?
Black guys don't know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I love ass. I love ass. Like a nice big fine booty. Like, I need that.
Ass is everything.
I just love them.
And you a booty band.
Titters is nice. Don't get me wrong. Titties is nice, you know what I'm saying? I like them, but I'm not really into them. Like, I'm not really big on them like that.
Mouth size tits.
Yeah, but see, this is why being a fat guy like I am, I already have my own tits, so I just like ass.
But you gotta have a big ass, and you gotta know how to move that ass too. You heard me? Like,
because isn't
you gotta know how to?
Isn't it awkward to have big titties and a flat ass?
Oh yeah!
No, I don't get me wrong. It's cool. If you have them or you don't, it's cool.
Joe just screamed. Holy shit! That was the funniest thing Joe has ever done.
Yeah.
Rick asked that question. He's asking Rob Piper, the porn star, the professional.
Yeah.
He goes with the big ass and the flat tit, and then from the back of the room, Joe's 70 fucking thousand year old ass stands up and goes, yeah!
Hey, I ain't dead, man!
Holy fuck! Yeah. I hate when that shit happens!
That's right! Gotta have something to hold on to!
I know!
Exactly!
I've never fucking... The only time I hold on to titties, like hold on to titties, is if I'm like, I hang her off the bed and I'm eating her box, and I hold on to the titties because there's nothing to do with my hands. I have nothing to do except flick her clit, but I have nothing else.
Wait, have you worked...
It is good. Titties like a little toy. It's good to play with while you're fucking.
Absolutely, yeah.
Have you worked with Cherokee?
Something to keep you active, Lou.
You sound like a stalker fan.
I'm sorry. But this is, look,
why did you have to whisper that?
Because
though?
This is, I'm sorry, this is fascinating to me.
Just address him as Mr. Rob Piper. Have you ever worked with
sir.
Cherokee?
Sir, have you ever, have you worked with Cherokee?
No, I have not.
Is she an Indian?
No.
Oh.
Cherokee the ass?
I've never worked.
I don't know.
Yeah, I never worked with Cherokee.
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Can you invite Marcus onto the set one time so he can fucking... Because I have a feeling he'll have a heart attack and die.
I got a question. My brother, how many women have you fucked?
Today.
On the set, you know, who was filmed, you were filming, who wanted to hook up with you after?
That's a good question.
I mean, I'm not going to make it sound like that, but I mean, you meet people, and some people are cool, and you can bow with some people, you know what I'm saying? And if y'all want to, you know, go get something, you know, y'all want to hang out, chill, or whatever, you know, it's whatever. It's just your vibe and your aura of who you are that makes that person want to, you know, kick it with you or fuck with you. It don't always really have to be just like some slutty shit, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes it be. But for the most part, people just like your vibe. And most people in the industry, they do their own thing. So like, people don't really, like, really just hover and just hook up like that. But it's like, if you're a cool person, and, you know what I'm saying, a person can, you know, vibe with you, and it is what it is.
So the answer is every one of them. That's what I heard throughout that whole sentence, that he tried to be a politician and go, look, they got to be cool. He was like, literally, he was counting in his head, what's the number that rhymes with infinity? Because that's what I got. All right. Rob Piper, by the way, you can go on Twitter and hang out with Rob. He's at Rob Piper, P-I-P-E-R, triple X.
Yes.
That's Rob Piper, XXX. Rob, what's your next movie coming out so we can plug that and then we got to say goodbye. So what's your next movie?
My next movie? I don't know the actual titles or names of the movies, but I have a lot of scenes that have been coming out consistently. It will be turned into a movie, but what the name of the movie is, I don't know.
All right, the name of the movie is Moms Will Love Black Cop from Rob Piper 3. See, I totally made that up, and it probably is.
Just stay tuned to my Twitter and look for all the updates there.
There you go, Rob Piper, triple X, and Rob Piper, who sounds like Mystical. And he has probably turned to a woman and said, "You're a big, fine woman. Won't you back that ass up?" And they have done it because he has a giant penis. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Piper, round of applause for Rob Piper. Thank you for being on the show.
Bravo.
Rob Piper, triple X on Twitter. Rob, thank you for being on the show, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good night,
bro. And thank your giant penis for us as well, okay?
Yeah.
Give him a little pat on the head and say, "Hey, good job there, chum." Oh, it's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389. Ricky Love hanging out with us as well. We didn't really announce it because we were in the middle of an interview.
I know.
Good interview, too.
It was a great interview. We learned a lot. We learned that Marcus drools when he thinks about cock.
Yeah, you're going to go out and buy that movie, Black, for even more.
Yes, if you want that.
I was going to ask him to hook us up with some of that ointment that keep it from coming so fast.
Hell yeah. They have something like that?
They gotta. I mean, any fucking pussy like that and hold no shit. Nut for no
dude,
fucking
I would
hour.
I would literally, with most of the porn stars, come within seconds.
Yeah.
I say this all the time. I need a step stool and a bigger dick.
Yeah, my wife said I should have been in the Revolutionary War. You know, Minuteman?
Almost.
Yeah. Yeah. Almost
well, my wife called me Superman. She said I'm fast in the speeding bullet.
There you go!
Also, he leaps tall buildings in a single bound. But enough about his wife's tits.
As long as you don't get called Drippy Dick, everything's fine.
Yeah.
Giggles has such cute names for you. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after Drippy Dick sends us to commercials. Yay! Come on, Drippy Dick.
Massive and expensive equipment marks the professional radio station. But in the amateur field, radio parts often include pieces of assorted junk ingeniously assembled by operators who are called hams.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/hamradioshow.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. ondemandsalon.com.
Hi there, I'm Carl Weathers. You know, I've been maimed and left for dead by a predator. I've been scared to death by an alligator head. Hell, I've even been pummeled by an Italian guy and beaten to death by a huge steroid-filled Russian. But nothing in my movies has prepared me for the beating I took at the hands of Ham Radio.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What are you, stupid?
Yeah! This portion of the show brought to you by ShoutFactory.com. That's ShoutFactory.com. Relive the laughter, the lessons, and the love with Zach and his Bayside High pals in the ultimate 16 dicks. That really just what came out of my mouth, Marcus, because I'm thinking about you and dicks. Ultimate 16 disc collector set of this iconic 90s sitcom featuring every series episode and brand new bonus features. Available now at Amazon.com from your friends at ShoutFactory.com. That's ShoutFactory.com. Yeah, I like this song. I'm going to shake to it. But first things first, it's time for the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up. Yeah, let's go.
It's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Fans continue to mourn the loss of legendary comic book creator Stan Lee, who passed away at the age of 95. No word yet on when memorial services will be held. However, the co-creator of Spider-Man, Iron Man, and the X-Men, as well as countless other titles, will be laid to rest in a forgotten cardboard box in his mother's attic. Sad news for Hunger Games actor Liam Hemsworth after the California wildfires burned his Malibu home to the ground, originally purchased for $8 million. Or what Liam's father will again remind him of during Thanksgiving dinner, the same amount his older brother Chris earned for only 16 minutes of screen time in Thor Ragnarok. E! Network News aired their People's Choice Awards ceremony. And of course, it's the same winners every year. Yes, that's right, the people who don't tune in to watch the People's Choice Awards. And that's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter, at Rock and Wrap-Up.
You were young and your heart was an open book. You used to say, live and let live. Thought if this ever changed in one.
Hello, is that a 10-gallon hat, or are you just enjoying the show?
It's the Ham Radio Show, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. I want to thank Rob Piper for being on the show. Rob Piper, XXX on Twitter.
Yeah.
Ricky Love is here, though. So you know what I got to do, Joe. Ricky Love is here.
Play that music, baby. Ricky, I want to steal your music, man.
Oh, yeah.
I like that music.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, is labeled on my button bar "Love." So, Ricky Love. Come on, come on. Let's get it on.
Let's get it on.
Yes.
You are legendary.
Thank you.
I want that music.
I don't know. Billy just starts playing drops, and I don't know what's going on. Joe.
Yes.
As a peace offering from last week, because we fought.
Okay.
And I totally forgot to bring this out.
What'd you buy me?
I bought you something.
What's your?
Is it a dildo?
No, it's not a dildo. He owns those already.
What'd you buy me?
Ooh.
There you go.
Good shit.
Holy shit.
That's... I bought you a bottle of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Fire.
That's good shit. Dude.
As a peace offering, because I figured out
that
I gotta do.
We got to fight more often.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, no, because I figured that, like,
I'll put this on my bar.
I figured that you can put it in your bar.
I've been Jack Daniels to death. My son brought me over Sunday a bottle of Gentleman Jack.
Ooh, Gentleman Jack's good.
Yeah.
You ever have Gentleman Jack? Everybody have Gentleman Jack?
My son has been, like, every week he's been coming over. Last week he bought me a bottle of Johnny Walker Green, which is, like, real expensive.
It's expensive
bar.
As fuck.
Yeah. I'm never going to open it.
No. Just go back.
I drink black. I drink Johnny Walker black. That's like my drink. You know?
Right.
You just kiss the bottle because you ain't going to open it.
Yeah. Good liquor.
Johnny Walker.
Well, I'll open it on a special occasion, you know, like when I die or something.
Yeah,
like that,
that's
you
know? How those.
This is nice, Eddie. I really appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome. Yeah. I felt bad because we fought for dumb fucking reasons. Jerry.
No, we fought because you're a prick.
No, we fought because we're both dicks.
Oh, well, yeah.
Give all of us a shot of that and we'll all be here fighting.
Yeah.
Fight them.
But if I know I'm going to get a gift every time, I can think of a lot of stupid reasons to fight.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
I figured that you had the, you know.
You know, you owe me one for the Billy Joel fight, you know.
No, I was right for that shit.
Well, I got to buy you something now?
Yes. It would be nice.
I'll tell you, we'll drink this together.
All right, somebody, by the way, had an idea for
really
Joe.
Cool. Thank you, baby.
For the puppet song.
Yeah.
You want to change it?
Yeah, all really, right. Anything.
All right, so you just said anything, right?
Well, pretty much.
You said anything?
I don't want no Mr. Ed music.
All right, anymore. So not Mr. Ed. How about this one?
Okay.
I have a pen. I have an apple. apple pen.
What the fuck?
I have a pen. I have pineapple. Pineapple.
That's worse.
Pen. Apple pen. Pineapple pen. Pineapple, apple pen.
So that one's good, right? I like that.
No, I don't like that.
Pineapple, apple pen.
Can someone tell Java he's not on mic?
I know I'm
so you then tell Joe to shove your fucking father-in-law over and say, I need to use the mic for a second.
No, I just said I think he should just stick to the derp song.
Yeah.
I like that derp. Song.
Wait, you don't like the derp song, Joe?
No, I hate that song. Why? How about I don't want to work, I want to bang on the drum all day.
Okay, let me see if I have that. Let me see.
Joe, what
this
about,
one?
What about I'm your puppet?
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah,
I like that.
They may not know about it.
Wait, what song? What song?
I'm your puppet.
Yeah. I'm your puppet's a good song.
He's way too white to know what that is.
Let me see. Wait, me or him? Oh, Joe.
Joe know that shit.
I love that song. Doody, that's boy, a great song.
Howdy Doody's good.
Was it Pull Your Strings?
Well, howdy, Mr. Doody.
Why does that sound like he's in a tunnel?
He probably is.
Was it taped off a TV?
Nah.
Oh. Because that was the Howdy Doody. It's Howdy Doody time.
That's right.
That's a good song.
Ask Alexa to play I'm Your Puppet.
Alexa, can you play I'm Your Puppet?
Here's a sample of I'm Your Puppet by James and Bobby Purify on Amazon Music.
That's it, man. Yeah. I could just be walking to that music, baby.
And we also changed it to Motherfucker.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. How can you compare that with that?
They don't go together.
I don't see much of a difference.
That's because you're white.
What do you hang with the brothers now, Joe? What the fuck?
No, but
I love soul music, baby. That's like Sam and Dave.
Joe, in the word?
You put that on while the puppet's coming from up under the table.
Yeah, that's what we do.
If I was over there, I'd put that puppet in my hand right now.
Yeah, that's how the puppet makes its entrance.
Hey, Marcus, put your hand up that puppet's ass, Marcus.
Just like the real Danny, there'll be a black guy's hand up at this. No, you put it in the arms. Yeah, see? The head, look at the back of his head.
He's got a hole in
his
head.
He's like JFK. He has a hole in the back of his head.
Yeah, right.
Put your hand in there.
It's a Sabruta film. Yeah.
It's nothing sacred, bro.
No, no. That's how you work his mouth. So work his mouth. There you go.
I can barely work this shit. See, if he coming from under the table during yeah. I'm your puppet.
Oh, you're bad, man.
All right, wait. Let's see. Wait, bring the puppet
under the
down.
Table. Put him under the table.
Yeah, that's right. Give this guy something to put over his dick under the table. That's good.
Hey, it's white. Don't worry about it.
It's got a mouth and everything.
Alexa, can you play I'm Your Puppet?
Why is his arm shaking?
I'm Your Puppet is available with Amazon Music Unlimited. Would you like to learn more?
Fuck yeah. No, you twat.
I want to play it.
Okay, you can sign up anytime by saying, sign up for Amazon Music Unlimited. Here's a sample of I'm Your Puppet right. by James and Bobby Purify
when
on Amazon
the song
Music.
Starts, you fuck. Now bring the puppet up.
Slowly.
Now move its mouth to the
I'm
words.
I'm this, man.
Supposed to see the puppeteer's arm, you motherfucker!
This is fucking Joe's job. Okay.
Don't ruin the illusion! All you gotta do is wiggle your little hand. You are the worst puppeteer.
I know, right?
And what are you gonna do? Blame it on the fact that you got tased in the ass?
No, I'm gonna blame it on the fact
that I can't work the puppet, my ass hurts.
I'm gonna blame it on the fact that this is not my job. I'm tired of doing the white man's fucking job.
Let me see the puppet. Let me see the puppet. I've never actually worked this puppet.
I don't know if I let you touch.
Why is this puppet like got semen on it?
Oh, so yeah. Only in his hand.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's all sweaty.
Your fucking hand is huge.
It's sweaty, it smells like bacon.
Jeez.
And that's just the penis.
Your hand is huge.
Got that?
Ooh. Yeah, no. Yeah,
Joe can suck my fucking cock! Wait, let me get the hand.
Talking to the microphone, puppet.
Wait, hold on. I gotta make sure I get the hand in it. I'm creating magic.
By the way, that puppet's not gay, so watch it.
Yeah. Sometimes at night, Joe touches my penis! It hurts when Joe fucks me in the ass.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Watch. I can look old, too. Watch.
Any stories you got there, Joe?
I'm not on camera enough, though, for it to work.
Of you molesting a puppet?
Show us on the puppet where you touch the puppet.
Okay, and get your hand off his ass.
Ooh. I like to grab puppet ass. Well, there is a company I am talking to. I'm trying to get, like... Like I want to see if they'll come in because they do puppets.
Oh, you want to
like
make
they add, no no and have
they
like
do
no I want to do yeah I want to do a whole puppet version of the show.
Oh, we could do that.
Like literally, we all get down here.
We'll all have a puppet each.
We aim the camera the certain way, and we host the show from
we'll
the floor.
We'll stay under the table,
under the console, and then the puppets can work, talk, and do the show.
Sure. That would be fucking epic.
Tell me that wouldn't be fucking great.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
A great idea.
Watch out, flying cow.
We'll call the Kukla Fran and Eddie.
I can freely yell racial epithets without...
You can have a... I can't... Hold on. If you're going to say it, I got to get my fucking thing ready.
Yeah.
Eager.
Ooh.
Eager.
I can freely say what
you
I
can
want.
Say it. I can't say it. Remember.
Oh, please.
And Rick can say it. Joe can say it because supposedly he's hanging with the brothers.
No, he's not.
Joe is 50% eager, and he's allowed to say it. I can't say it.
Next week I'm going to have that puppet music on a drop.
Joe dares. There you go.
I'm going to Jeff Jarrett his ass if he fucking dare drops a nigga.
He said it before, remember?
Idiot.
Yeah, what was this? When he yelled at you.
Who said that?
He said, make sure that you lean forward. To show that you're black when you say, and then he said,
oh yeah,
Iger, to explain to you when you say, Iger, make sure that you show you're black.
Is this true, Joseph?
No, it's not true. He's absolutely lying.
Did Joe, can we go to the beginning of the show
I
where
know
Joe
somebody
says,
was here for that.
Really? I was there.
Really?
Yeah.
We're going to have another fight, Eddie, so you're going to have to buy me another bottle.
Really? You motherfucker.
Yeah.
I bought that out of the kindness of my heart because I honestly felt bad.
Well, you're a kind
because
guy.
Because you're a cunt.
I've always said this.
This fuck cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits.
And I felt bad.
That's right.
And I was like, I'm going to buy it.
So, I'll tell you that.
So, I also want to try it. So I bought it because I actually want it. Because I like the...
Fireball.
The Fireball. Yeah, one, so I don't know if that like one. That, so yeah. That one sounds delicious. Yeah,
absolutely.
So I'm going to try it. It tastes good. Ooh. What's your favorite booze, Ricky? If you, you're at a party and it's an open bar, it's whatever you want, top shelf liquor, what do you order?
Well, I drink them bitch drinks a lot of times.
What, like Sex on the Beach?
I like Malibu and pineapple
juice. The thought juices.
Or Crown Royal.
What's it like to be gay? I mean, we have a bisexual, but what's it like being gay?
You know, I bought a book of all of cocktails because I don't know how to make.
He only read half of the book. It's just cock.
Yeah, it's so funny. He forgot to laugh.
So he's like, I'm going to buy this book about cock. Cocktails.
But seriously, for $500, you can go to the bartending school. There's one on the Bay Street.
Right, that's $500.
It's like a 4-week course or something. You go.
Billy used to be a bartender. Yeah, Billy, do you know how to make all these drinks?
He's trying to be a bartender. You know, make all these drinks and shit. Man.
I'm not big on drinking.
Can you make me a Harry Navel?
I like Crown Royal and
just lift your shirt up.
Malibu. That's it. Rum and all that shit gives me a headache.
Yeah, me,
no thought juices. No.
Tequila makes my asshole hurt.
Oh, does it really?
And bleed.
And it should really.
And I wake up in the desert.
Yeah, you ever drink that corn liquor?
Yeah, that's good shit.
That's some strong.
Let me tell you
shit.
Something. That stuff will
that's
do it.
Some strong. Yeah.
What, like moonshine?
Yeah, man.
You don't drink some.
You can smell
some
that
apple
shit
pie moonshine.
I want some moonshine.
I like moonshine. Moonshine's good. We should get moonshine.
That's some powerful shit.
Yeah.
I would take 2 days off.
That's not just straight alcohol.
Well, while we're discussing this, we know that, by the way, December 5th, we're doing a best of show. Mm-hmm. So no show December 5th.
Why?
Because I have to work.
Oh, okay.
And I'll be in Manhattan. By the time I come back here, the show will be over.
That's okay.
So one day, so we need Nick to make a best of. And for December 5th, we'll do a best of show there.
Okay.
But we also need to have our company Christmas party. You're both invited.
Oh, yeah.
And we need to have the Christmas party. Then we got to do White Trash Christmas.
Yeah, you have to go to
and if you want to join, we play Dollar Store Santa.
You got to go to the Dollar Store.
You
got
to go to the Dollar Store
and
buy everyone a gift.
But it's got
to
be at the Dollar Store.
Yeah, you got to buy it from the Dollar Store.
Real crummy gifts.
Yeah, like I could do that.
All right?
White Trash Christmas.
It's White Trash Christmas. Huh. And then you can sing the song. What else we sing? I'm dreaming of a white trash Christmas.
But everything you buy, you got to have a story.
I already know
Like last time they bought me a roll of duct tape to put over my mouth.
No, Danny bought you a fucking rope and you haven't hung yourself.
Yeah, always the rope to hang yourself.
That's true.
Every gift that, by the way, fucking Danny has bought Joe was to kill himself.
Yeah, no, Danny hates
really? Just so you know that.
Really?
Get some of them batteries that last a half.
Yeah. I know exactly what I'm getting, Joe.
What's that?
Heroin?
All right.
No. I'm here for the heroin.
No, I was thinking meth, but no.
No, don't give Joe meth.
Nah, meth rots your teeth.
You ain't going to find that at the dollar store.
Depends on where you go.
Yeah, you do. The outside of the dollar store, where the guy's going, who want the bath of meth?
You can't buy dollar joints anymore. When I was young,
I know, yeah,
used to go out by Battery Park or something. It was a dollar joint. Smoke.
No, come on, relax. It's all going to be fucking legal anyway. Soon.
Yeah, where's the Lucy now? $2.
They still sell Lucy's?
Yes, they do.
Where the fuck?
That's illegal.
Excuse me. Not for everyone that lives in Newark.
Yeah. Well, they do.
Holy shit! Did I tell you a story? I went to the jungles of West Africa, a.k.a. Newark. This fucking place, I swear, I had to drive him home. I swear to God, we were both driving around going, there's a crackhead. I actually saw, like, you know the cartoons?
That used to be my neighborhood.
When you see the homeless people, and they have the oil drum, and they're lighting a fire to stay warm.
Right.
Yeah, every other block in his neighborhood.
Man.
They honestly have that.
Go to fucking
Newark. Rough, man.
Go to Newark Penn Station. That's where it's nothing. It's a fucking horde, a swarm of crackheads.
Dude, right. they stole my
it's warm.
They stole right my now. Hubcaps on my car when we stopped at the light, and I have rims.
He was still moving, too.
Those fucking con artists. Yo,
fucking crazy.
Yesterday I was at Penn Station, and one of them is selling, like, used light rail tickets and trying to pass it off as bus tickets. I wanted to sack her ass.
You should have.
I really should have.
When they sell
I bet you somebody bought the shit.
No. The light rail is the thing that you go through, like Jersey City and all that shit.
It's like a streetcar.
It's like a streetcar, but it's like the Disney monorail, only with more heroin.
Yeah. What, are they selling it to tourists or something?
They're dumb people that don't know. And what you do, because when we worked at Goom, the light rail was right outside. We worked at Exchange Place.
Yeah.
And we used to, everybody else got fucking ticketed. because we used to take the light rail and go to the mall, go to Newport Center Mall and get lunch, right? And you used to have to buy, you have to buy light rail tickets. They have cops that go on the car and walk around and go, where's your ticket? If you don't present anything, you get fucking a fine. You'll get like a $250 fine.
Oh, you can't buy a ticket there? Like,
no, you buy it at the thing. But most people just use the monorail because that's really what it is. You're using the monorail just like as like a free taxi to bring you to the mall. So I never bought a fucking ticket. I literally would just take the fucking ones I'd find. And then when the cop goes, ticket, I just hold it up. He goes, okay. And then literally everybody that was in management at Goom all got tickets once. Because they, none of them paid for fucking the ticket for the light rail. Not one of them. They all got $250.
That's what nobody
funds.
Does now.
Like, that's why just, Goom failed, because they had no money.
Shit at Newark.
I know. Really? The show's over?
There's the music.
Damn, I was going to bring up my story with the transsexual that I fucked, but never mind.
Well, you can you can come back.
Yeah.
There's always tomorrow.
Yeah. This is why we need to be 5 days a week.
Yes,
man. Free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken,
name it just Marcus.
Name it Marcus.
And burn it.
Very nicely done. For bisexual Marcus, Ricky Love, Rob Piper, and the whole fucking room, AMF, my friends, that stands for adios,
motherfuckers!
Usually I'm the only one that yells.
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.